Though Moscow's current mayor, backed by President Vladimir Putin, was expected to be re-elected, the entry of the charismatic opposition figure Alexei Navalny has been seen as a challenge to the Kremlin. Navalny, who faces a 5-year prison sentence on what he calls political charges of theft, was able to rally the crowds. Some Moscow residents warn that if incumbent mayor Sergei Sobyanin does not get massive support of at least 60% or 70% of the vote, it shows growing dissatisfaction with President Putin's policies. Yet whoever wins will have to listen to an electorate that appears increasingly concerned about the economy, explains this Moscow resident.
Changes. Salaries should be stable. Pensions should increase. People should have jobs, and young mothers should have better opportunities to get places for their children in the kindergartens.
And that is a clear warning to the Kremlin, which has always traditionally appointed the mayors of key cities Moscow and St. Petersburg. Political reforms reinstated direct elections in 2012, however, allowing residents of Russia's wealthiest city to choose from 6 candidates for the first time in a decade. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.